Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let all creation praise the greatness of God. Let the universe extol the glory of Adonai. A martyr's victory we sing, and for ourselves such strength implore, as Christ in other body is put to death by sin once more. No greater love than this is found for members and their head alike. His passion is repeated round. Me soul it is, yes, me you strike. The sign of contradiction glares, the lifted one draws all who heed. Rejection festers, fury flares, the storm but spreads the church's seed. The glory crowning life is death, God's glory, Abba, Spirit, Son. So fill and overwhelm our breath until all suffering is done. Amen. The time for my birth is close at hand. I desire to belong to God. You angels and all powers of Adonai, O heavens and all waters above the heavens, sun and moon and stars of the sky, glorify Adonai. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. Every shower of rain and fall of dew, all winds and fire and heat, winter and summer, glorify Adonai. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. O chill and cold, drops of dew and flakes of snow, frost and cold, ice and sleet, glorify Adonai. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. O Mother Earth, O mountains and hills and valleys, all that grows upon the earth, glorify Adonai. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. O springs of water, seas and streams, O whales and all that move in the waters, all birds of the air, glorify Adonai. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. O beasts of the wild and all you flocks and herds, all women and men everywhere, glorify Adonai. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. Let us glorify the One and the Word, and exalt the Holy Breath, in the firmament of God's power and love, glorify Adonai. The time for my birth is close at hand. I desire to belong to God. A reading from the letter of St. Ignatius of Antioch to the Romans. I am writing to all the churches to let it be known that I will gladly die for God, if only you do not stand in my way. I plead with you, show me no untimely kindness. Let me be food for the wild beasts, for they are my way to God. I am God's wheat, and shall be ground by their teeth, so that I may become Christ's pure bread. Pray to Christ for me, that the animals will be the means of making me a sacrificial victim for God. No earthly pleasures, no kingdoms of this world can benefit me in any way. I prefer death in Christ Jesus to power over the farthest limits of the earth. He who died in place of us is the one object of my quest. He who rose for our sakes is my one desire. Thanks be to God.
If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are below. Alleluia. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are below. Alleluia. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are below. Alleluia. I seek the one who died for us. I long for Christ who rose for our sake. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I seek the One who died for us. I long for Christ who rose for our sake.
You created all things and found everything you made to be very good. Help us to live as your image, loving and caring for all of creation. You called St. Ignatius to continue teaching the love he learned from the apostles. May all with ministry in the church imitate his humility and compassion. Through the practice of patience and a willingness to lay down his life, Ignatius hoped to be wheat ground into the pure bread of Christ. May we permit suffering to transform us into bread for the world.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
O God of endless life and wisdom, through the folly of the cross, you wondrously taught St. Ignatius of Antioch the surpassing knowledge of Jesus Christ. Grant us the wisdom to discern the truth of the gospel, that we may become steadfast in faith and in service together with all your saints. For yours is the glory and power of love, now and forever. Amen. May the God of all wisdom bless us with understanding and knowledge, counsel and courage, reverence and loving kindness. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.